T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Welcome to the Money Watch podcast. It is Thursday, March 16th, day before St. Patrick's Day. Mark, how are you feeling about that?
Well, I was just going to ask you, how are you feeling about that?
You know what? I hate St. Patrick's Day, but it is my niece's birthday. And you remember what Albie used to say about Emily's birthday? Well, you know, honey, they throw you a huge birthday party every single year in New York. So that you would like that. That was kind of a cute thing.
You know, I'm, as you know, half Irish, and one of my mother's brothers, he was a big bagpipe player. So he would always march in the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Oh, that's kind of interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, every year when I was growing up, we would all huddle around the TV and see if we could spot Uncle Joe. And we'd always see him. There he is! There he is!
Oh, that's cute. The bagpipe, though, has a very particular sound.
Oh, I love it.
You do?
I love bagpipes, yeah.
Why is that? What is it about that?
I think, like you said, it's a very unique, particular sound. It just, I could listen to bagpipes all day long.
Now, I don't want to piss anybody off who's listening, but I would rather put hot pokers in my eyes than listen to bagpipes. I was actually at Jackie's cousin. So Jackie's uncle or aunt or uncle died. And we're at this restaurant and there's bagpipers that come in the restaurant. And I literally went over and I'm like, Jimmy, I will pay any amount of money to get these people out of this restaurant right now.
Well, I don't know how I would feel about bagpipes during dinner, but, you know, for a nice parade, I'll take them.
Oh, man. I'm like the anti-bagpipe girl. I'm sorry. Maybe I could learn to love it. Maybe I just don't appreciate it. I'm sure it's very difficult. Like, that's the other thing. You know what I am into? I love a big organ. That I love. I love a big organ in like a church or a temple. I think that's the best sound. I think it's so cool. Anyway, we digress. If you have a financial question, go to JillOnMoney.com, click the contact us button, and we'll get your note. Tell us if you want to come on the air. While you're on the website, don't forget, we've got a brand new subscription service. It's called Jill on Money Live. And when you subscribe for 35 bucks for a whole year, you get access to quarterly live webinars, and we'll be rolling out more special content. It's a deal. I think it's a deal. We'll see. Let's see if you guys think it's a deal, but check it out. It's right on the website. You want to join us. It's so much fun. Okay, Mark, we have an exciting caller who is waiting for us. And I think the subject was all we needed to get her on the air. Ready for the subject? Need help from fellow Paris lovers. Is Paris your favorite city, Mark?
No, not my favorite city. The most beautiful city, but definitely not my favorite city.
Well, besides New York, what is your favorite city?
I would take, again, this is not beauty. This is just cities that I like. I would take Rome and London over Paris.
Really?
Paris, nothing comes close to its beauty, but it's not my favorite city.
London is so familiar to me. So I have like in my sort of like my normal, like these are the cities where I just feel completely comfortable. It's like New York, London. I feel pretty comfortable in Chicago and I feel very comfortable in LA. It's a crazy ass place, but I really do like it.
I'm with you though. Other than New York, the place where I feel most at home is London.
Definitely. Absolutely. So the only other thing, I am so excited because I am going back to Rome for the first time in a long time. I do love Rome. I really love Rome. But Paris is also, I've been there enough so that I really know my way around and I feel very comfortable there. My language is not great. Let me be honest with you. I'm so sorry. I mean, I do okay. I can navigate it. And thankfully, they all speak English, but it's not like, you know, I don't know. It's not the same. Also, weirdly, I loved Hong Kong also, but I wouldn't go back there now since it's, you know, going back under communist China. But Hong Kong's a cool place. You been to Hong Kong, Mark, or not?
No, I've been to Beijing. I've been to Tokyo and other parts of Japan, but never Hong Kong or Shanghai.
Shanghai's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. I loved it. Okay, forget about us. Sarah, welcome to the program. Let's go to Paris. What's going on? Let us know how we can help you.
Yeah. Hi, Jill and Mark. So I am just looking to make a change in my life. I've got a couple of things going on personally, and I kind of want to take somewhat of a sabbatical, maybe longer. Okay. And so I got to go to Paris last year. I really, really loved it. So I'm thinking about moving there, but also possibly doing some traveling in and around Europe.
Fabulous. How old are you?
I am 30.
Wait a minute. You're a little young to be burnt out. What's going on with you? What's really going on? There's more to this story. Did you get divorced?
I did. I did. Just have a breakup. Yes, actually.
God damn these breakups. I knew it. See that, Mark? I didn't even read the email. I'm sniffing this out like crazy, right? Screw your ex, dumb person, whoever that person is. Okay. Kids or no kids?
No kids.
Thank God. That's easier, right? Okay. So you're 30. How much do you earn right now?
I earn $120,000 a year, and I have an option for a $20,000 bonus at the end of the year.
Are you using a retirement plan at work?
I am. I have a traditional 401k, and I am contributing the max to that.
Ooh, okay. How much is in there?
Currently, in the one with my current employer at Fidelity is around $100,000. And then I have one from a previous employer that's still over at Vanguard. That's got around $70,000.
Okay. What about in your non-retirement money? What do you have saved?
I do actually have one more retirement one, but it's an inherited IRA. And so I do need to, I know I need to take that out, but still trying to figure out when. I just inherited that. So I still have like the 10 years limit for that. And that one's got around $36,000 in it.
Okay. What about savings?
I have in a brokerage account, I've got around $4,000. And then in savings, I've got around $80,000.
Where do you live right now? Do you rent or do you own?
I rent.
How much do you pay for rent?
At my current in North Carolina, it's around $2,200.
What do you figure you spend just like to live your life? Where you are now, you got your rent, your expenses. Like what do you live on right now?
It's around like $4,000. And then if I'm doing like travel or anything fun throughout the year, it's probably closer to $6,000.
In this desire to move around, this sabbatical, could you actually take a sabbatical from work? In other words, could you say to your boss, I'm fried, and you could come back to it or not?
I know we've had other, like I've had colleagues that have done that. I think it's been for a short stint, maybe 3 months. I'm kind of thinking about this possibly as having to just, you know, break ties and go unemployed while I'm over there. Mm-hmm. But once I kind of like figure out what my like worst case options are, then I think I'd approach my employer and see if there's an opportunity for them to allow me to continue working while I'm over there.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Do you work remotely or in an office?
Technically, I am local. Our office is in North Carolina, but I'm still in the state. So I'd be broaching the subject of just moving remote when my lease is up in June, I think, anyway. Uh-huh. And so, this is just much further remote than they were expecting.
Exactly right. Mark, what do you think about this?
Well, do they have offices overseas? Is this a global company?
They do have offices in Germany.
Mark, what do you think about this? What other questions should I be asking? What other nosy questions?
And you want to do this, so your lease is up in June. Like, you want to do this like this summer, this fall? What are you thinking?
So like worst case, I'd like to do it by end of year, but I was thinking by end of summer.
I have an idea. I'm just going to go crazy and see how you feel about this. I mean, obviously, you can blow half of your savings and just do this for a few months. Let's say it's this year, okay? You can say at the end of the summer, would it be cool if you said to your boss or kind of nose around and be like, hey, you know what? I'm actually thinking that I really want to try to live abroad. How would you feel if my home base were in our German offices and we'll do a 6-month trial to see how it goes? And the boss says, no way, you're screwed. Forget it. Go. Either stay or go. I think that's an interesting piece of information because this would allow you to save up more money, to get a little taste of living abroad. You would be able to travel. You'd have a home base. And then next year is the year where you're like, oh, this didn't work. I'm going to do 6 months in Paris. But it gives me that ramping up time because what I'd like to do ideally. So in my best case scenario, here's how I would want you to think about this. For 2023, you earn the exact same amount of money. We reduce the amount of money you put into your traditional 401k to just get whatever the match is. Everything else goes into savings. And you really like live a little bit like a monk this year, like save, 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 save. Then you get your bonus. You know, you just build your savings up. Okay. And you do this, like, how freaking cool would it be to be like, I work, I have a job, I have an anchor. It's hard to move places without something. I have a very dear friend who just moved to London and, you know, she is a workaholic. She doesn't have a job. She's freaking out. Like, it's hard. Okay. And it's nice if you have a connection in some way. So if you could like maybe work, even if it's like some crappy, like industrial place where they have an office, I wouldn't even care. I would just be like, okay, great. I'll live there. And then next year I would be thinking like, okay, 24 is my Paris year. And here's what I would do in 24. I would, number one, I'd have all the money that I was saved and I'd have, let's say you have no income in 24. I would take the entire inherited IRA out because you don't have any income. You'd be at the 12% tax bracket. You use the inherited IRA, you pay your 12% tax on that, and you add that to your savings account. And now you've got the first 6 months, you get 6 months to do this. Now you can find, if you find a job that you love and you can support yourself in Paris, God bless you. But if you don't, after those 6 months in 24, you are back, you get your butt on a plane, you are back here, you're getting a job. Mark?
Yeah, my thought is like, if it doesn't work out, I can always come home.
What do you think, Mark?
Well, I think the question is, what does she think? Because now we have her going to Germany for a bit rather than Paris. So how does she feel about that?
Definitely different. I mean, I've been to Germany and I've liked it. I'm probably just a little bit worried about not knowing the language, whereas I've been trying to learn French.
Okay, wait. So, I mean, I think there's two things. One is, could you do your job remotely for real? Okay.
Yeah, I've pretty much like been remote. I've always been in the same time zone, but yeah, my team and I have never been really co-located.
seriously look into the sabbatical at your work, see what they offer. I would go over on a sabbatical first, see how it goes.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. So we want to find out, like, what are the options for you? Do you have a good relationship with your boss?
Yes. Yeah, she's great.
Okay. Could you tell her? Like, could you be honest with her? I'm like wondering how much.
Yeah, that's where I'm like struggling with is like how much to kind of get, quote unquote, give away before everything's kind of like set.
Does she know about your breakup?
Yeah, I think she's aware of it. We were together for a while, so this was definitely like a big event in my life. And then I think professionally, like I'm enjoying the company, but if something else came along, I'd be fine with it, which is why I'm not too like heartbroken to if I needed to move on and shorten my time over there. I don't think it's going to be a permanent move. I was kind of looking at like maybe like one of the long-term visas where you stay less than a year. So I was kind of putting a time limit on it. And then, you know, if for some reason I just couldn't find myself leaving, then figure out a way to make it permanent.
Yeah. The other thing I would do is within your industry is try finding some companies that have offices in Paris and the US, you know?
It's hard. And also, like, you have to have a company that's willing to do this, but not only that, but there's like there are issues. I lean into more just like, let's be honest about it. And so if you really like this person, you can say, I really would like to make this work. This is what I'm trying to figure out. I really would like to make this work. It's really going to be, it would be so cool for me to be able to go. I don't know if it could work. I don't know. Like, I just feel like it would be willing to disclose if she knows what's actually happened. That's all. But, you know, you have to feel it out also, and you have to be comfortable with this.
What do you think about just using the savings that I have? Because that's initially what I was thinking about was I inadvertently built up my savings. I did not actually mean to. But then I kind of looked and I was like, wow, I've got a lot in savings. So I kind of was thinking about like, you know, that being the fallback.
Here's what we have to think about just for clarity. If you say after the summer, I'm out of here. If that's the case, you've got 50 grand to blow, not 80. You got 50 grand to blow. You have to leave yourself with 30 grand when you come back. Otherwise, you leave yourself at risk, and we don't want you at risk. So you've got a $50,000 experiment here. Okay. Then you will have 6 months to have a really good time. 24, if you still think you're there, if you've got some money, we can always pull the money out of the inherited account. If you're over there still and you're doing something and your tax bracket does go down, we can pull that money out. Kind of depends what you think 24 is going to shake up to be. You do it how you feel comfortable doing. You've got to really think through what we've just discussed, truly.
What was it about Paris that made you fall in love with it and want to move?
Honestly, I think it's just France in general. I think Paris I'm just familiar with. So I feel like that's the starting place and then would love to like see the rest of it. Really like the French culture. It was a wonderful atmosphere.
That's awesome. I want all the updates.
I know. I'm trying to keep myself accountable by asking people and putting it out there because I feel like I was going to wimp out just from the scariness of finances.
Come September, I expect an email from you updating us as to your whereabouts, because we will both at some point be in Paris this year, I'm sure. So if you're there, let us know.
Yeah, exactly. I won't be, but you will be, Mark. I bet you will be. Sarah, I wish you all the best. I think you're very brave, and I think you're entitled to do this. And you know what? So what? So you're young, and if you blow through a bunch of money, you'll get back on your feet, okay?
Yeah, thank you guys very much.
Still got 200 grand in retirement, so it's still a good place to come back to.
Exactly. It's a great money reset, Mark. Change your life. That's right, baby. You say it. You say it for me, Sarah.
Change your work, change your wealth, change your life.
That's it, baby. Way to go. All right. Thank you so much for getting in touch with us. Good luck. Keep us posted. All right. Are you ready for your great money reset? Go to JillOnMoney.com. You can buy the book there, but hit the contact us button. Let's walk through what you need to do. These are the stories. These are the people who inspired the book right here. You guys, all of you. So we really do appreciate that. We thank you so much for listening. Do something nice for someone else today. That's very important. Do we know what else is important? Who makes this show? You guys make this show, but Mark Delercio is the co-host and the executive producer. Karen Kranick is the web queen. We are distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Do change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.